This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore has compared the world's complacency on climate change to the way it failed to take seriously the threat of fascism during the 1930s, invoking Winston Churchill's famous warning that, quote, the end of procrastination is coming to a close. Gore told the UN climate summit in Glasgow that the impacts of global warming would soon spur momentum for action. Quote, we are now experiencing the consequences of the climate crisis in every part of our world, he said Friday, echoing Churchill, adding that scientists warned us that these consequences were coming. Gore starred in the movie An Inconvenient Truth, an Oscar-winning 2006 documentary about the threat of climate change. In Glasgow, he praised countries and companies that recently made new pledges to curb emissions, but added that the fulfillment of those commitments must be closely watched. More Americans went back to work in October as COVID-19 cases receded, indicating the world's largest economy had overcome the obstacle posed by the Delta wave of the virus and provided U.S. President Joe Biden with a much-needed boost. The better-than-expected report from the country's Labor Department on Friday showed the U.S. economy added 531,000 jobs last month, and the unemployment rate declined to 4.6%, both signs of a vigorous pace in hiring by American businesses. Biden hailed what he called a, quote, historically strong recovery, spurred by massive government stimulus spending and rapid deployment of vaccine. But data still shows there's about 4 million jobs missing from the economy compared to February 2020, before the COVID-19 outbreak. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's Tigray forces on Friday joined with other armed and opposition groups around the country in alliance against Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed to seek a political transition after a year of devastating war, and they left the possibility open for his exit by force. The alliance includes the Tigray forces, who are fighting Ethiopian and allied forces, as well as the Oromo Liberation Army, fighting alongside Tigray forces and seven other groups. The Tigray fighters are approaching the capital, Addis Ababa, according to the U.S. State Department, and Ethiopia on Friday called on military veterans to join what it now calls an existential war. The United States Embassy is urging citizens to leave Ethiopia as soon as possible. The opposition alliance forms as U.S. Special Envoy Jeffrey Feltman is in Ethiopia's capital, meeting with senior government officials amid calls for an immediate ceasefire and talks to end the war that has killed thousands of people since November 2020. French President Emmanuel Macron's former bodyguard received a 3-year sentence on Friday for assaulting two young demonstrators during an anti-capitalist protest in 2018, an incident that caused deep embarrassment for the president. The former bodyguard will not actually see the inside of a prison after the court suspended two of the 3 years and ordered him to wear an electronic bracelet for 1 year. He was also convicted of faking documents and illegally carrying a firearm. Macron, who had made integrity in office a cornerstone of his 2017 election campaign, fired him after a video emerged showing the bodyguard striking a young man and grabbing a young woman by the neck at a May Day protest in Paris. The former bouncer, now aged 30, was wearing a police helmet, even though he'd only been given leave to attend the protest as an observer. And French bishops said on Friday they accepted the Catholic Church bore a, quote, institutional responsibility in the many thousands of child abuse cases documented in a shock report, an admission many abuse victims had been pushing for. The bishops' conference at its annual meeting also recognized the church was guilty of allowing the abuses to become systemic, the conference president said. A month after the report detailed the abuse of 216,000 minors over 7 decades in France. Quote, this responsibility implies a duty to provide justice and reparation, the archbishop said following a vote by the bishops. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.